Hello. Thank you for joining for quote 163 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Dawn Akers. We begin by sinking deeply into our hearts. And from this place of knowing, we allow the quote to speak to us. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we come with a willingness to open the mind and know the truth. Being right no longer seems to hold the attraction that it used to. And instead, knowing the truth is what brings us here today. Being willing to open our minds to the truth no longer holding what's most important to be the individual identity. Feeling a release and a surrender and a truly wanting to know only the truth. No longer wanting to defend or build up or make real. And so we start by coming into the present moment with honesty. What is here right now in this present moment? What do the five senses show me? Seeing what's here. Without imagination, without the past or the future, what is here right now in this present moment? And allowing it to be here just as it is, not expecting. Not wishing it. not following stories about. Simply seeing the truth of what's here right now. And noticing that you are aware of it. Whatever shows up right now in this moment in awareness, you are the one aware of it. What's showing up isn't you. You're not hearing the sound. The sound is showing up in awareness. You're not thinking the thought. The thought is showing up in awareness. You are not the pain in the body. You are not the body. The sensation is showing up in awareness. Having the bravery and the strength and the self-honesty to recognize that you are before that which shows up in awareness. Having the bravery and the self-honesty to look at this deeply, to allow yourself to stop believing the false beliefs, the old habits. Allow yourself to be honest and detached from believing that what shows up in awareness is building your identity, telling you who you are. You are before all that. You are untouched by all that. Do you want to be untouched by all that? do you want what shows up in awareness? To define you. Do you want to look for your happiness? There. However you answer those questions, there is no right or wrong answer. Simply allow the answer to be there, just as it is, without any judgment, without wishing it were different. Simply allow it to be just as it is. And from allowing it to be just as it is, look at it as a scientist and see if it is you. Is the one answering you? Or are you before all that? Simply being. Simply being. Guidance comes from love. It rises up like a free-floating flow. In this way, guidance shares the characteristics of the love from which it comes. a free-floating flow can be blocked because a free-floating flow does not force. Your role, if you are to know the guidance that comes from love, is to remove the obstructions that would block it. Judgment is an obstruction. You cannot know the guidance of love if you cling to the obstruction of judgment. Given from our Holy Spirit. Guidance comes from love. It rises up like a free-floating flow. In this way, guidance shares the characteristics of the love from which it comes. A free-floating flow can be blocked because a free-floating flow does not force. Your role, if you are to know the guidance that comes from love, is to remove the obstructions that would block it. Judgment is an obstruction. You cannot know the guidance of love if you cling to the obstruction of judgment. Thank you. Guidance comes from love. It rises up like a free-floating flow. In this way, guidance shares the characteristics of the love from which it comes. A free-floating flow can be blocked because a free-floating flow does not force. Your role, if you are to know the guidance that comes from love, is to remove the obstructions that would block it. Judgment is an obstruction. You cannot know the guidance of love if you cling to the obstruction of judgment. Guidance comes from love. It rises up like a free-floating flow. In this way, guidance shares the characteristics of the love from which it comes. A free-floating flow can be blocked because a free-floating flow does not force. Your role, if you are to know the guidance that comes from love, is to remove the obstructions that would block it. Judgment is an obstruction. You cannot know the guidance of love if you cling to the obstruction of judgment. Thank you for joining for quote 163 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Dawn Akers. Namaste.